Minute speaker is Lisa D. from San Diego.
Happy New Year. I'm Lisa, and I am an alcoholic. Well, I'm not going to give a drunkalogue, but I'm going to tell you all that I drank for close to 20 years, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. I didn't start out like a lot of us do early in my life. I started in my 30s, and I progressed to the point where I had lost the good job that I had and had went to work for a gas station. That was really all I could get at that point, was working for a gas station. And, you know, convenience stores all have a lot of surveillance. But I was out of wine. And this particular convenience store sold wine. And I thought I could get away with just taking some out of the store. And I did. And I put it in my car. And it probably took about a week before that caught up with me. And they fired me. That was probably the beginning of my bottom. No job, no prospects for a job. My children, 20 years later, of course, were really done with it. I had, at the time, a 15-year-old daughter, and then I had adult children. My 15-year-old had never known me sober, ever. I drank while I was pregnant. I drank her entire life. That was who I was. That was what I did. Finally, my eldest daughter, who we had ended up living with, couldn't take it anymore. And she kicked me out. She said, "That's it. I can't deal with it anymore. Erica can stay. That's my 15-year-old. But you have to go." And so I did. And I went to a fellow alcoholic's home and did about a 5-day bender. And on the last day of my drinking, I drove from Mission Valley to Spring Valley with absolutely no recollection of it the next morning. Had a black eye, had scrapes on my knees and on my elbows, and no idea what had happened. I called AA Central. And a man named Paul answered the phone. And he told me that everyone that had walked into a room of AA had walked in for the first time. And I wasn't alone. And I went to my first meeting on Kelton Avenue on a Wednesday night. It was a big book study. And I have to tell you, it took me probably about 2 months to realize it was a big book study. Yeah. I think I was a little bit pickled there. I met who was to become my sponsor at that meeting, and a lot of my really close friends today I met that night. I, at that point, was living in my car because the person who I'd had my 5-day binge with was also sick of me. So I was living in my car, and a fellow that went to a lot of the same meetings I went to called a friend and said, "I have this woman who's sleeping in her car. She needs to take a shower." And I probably really needed to take a shower. And invited me to Nancy's house to take a shower. And Nancy and I stood in the kitchen and we talked, and she told me about AA and she told me about having a sponsor. And I said, "Well, how do you get a sponsor?" She said, "Well, you walk up to someone and you say, 'Will you be my sponsor?'" And so I turned to her and I said, "Will you be my sponsor?" And she said yes. And she's still my sponsor today. That was the turning point in my life. That night, Nancy and her husband also invited me to stay with them for a few days. It was like 2 months. But it was probably exactly where I needed to be. I learned from Paul and Nancy what sober people live like, what they look like, how they communicate, and what they do every day. And what they do every day is they go to meetings and they meditate and they live AA. And then I had the privilege of moving in with a woman, a single sober woman in AA. And that was probably the biggest gift I was given at that point. I got to see this incredible, joyful, beautiful person living a fun, wonderful life, sober. It had been so long since I had done that. I didn't remember it. It wasn't a part of my life. During that 4 month or so period, I at least started communicating with my children again, reluctantly on their side, understandably. My 15-year-old moved in with me. It was rocky a little bit here and there. I found that she used things that I think she used to do when I was drinking when I was sober. Things like, no, I told you that, Mom, when I know she hadn't. And when I was drinking, I didn't know because I didn't remember so much. So she would say to me, I told you that, Mom. And I would, oh, okay. Well, it didn't work anymore for her to tell me that. But Erica graduated from high school this past June. She lives with me still today. She is a freshman in college. And we have the best relationship I've ever had with one of my children. And it doesn't get any better than that. She is my heart. And it's because of you, and it's because of the men and women in these rooms that I have that. My sponsor will be 30 this year. She doesn't look a day over 25. And she taught me. She said, you go to meetings, you go to a women's meeting, you go to a mixed meeting, you go to a step study. You make commitments to meetings. In my first year, I probably secretaried 3 meetings. I did coffee. I did greeter. I did everything I could do because I needed to stay in these rooms. At this meeting, I've had the honor of working AA Central, the spiritual shift. Do you all know about the spiritual shift? That's the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift. I think they call it that to give it some appeal. And the last time I worked it, I worked with Tony and with someone else. And another alcoholic called in. And she wasn't even local. And she wasn't afraid that she was going to drink. She just needed an alcoholic to talk to. And she wanted me to say the serenity prayer for her. So we put her on speaker. And Tony and I and the other lady that was in AA Central held hands and said the serenity prayer with this woman on the phone. And it was perfect. It was what she needed to hear, and it was what we needed to do. For me, it's been the little things, those blessings, that God has so clearly given to me. I've always had a God in my life, but he's been a God that I feared, a God that I felt I had let down. And I learned in a meeting that just as I love my children always, my God loves me always and wants the best for me and has a plan for me and will always be there for me. I love AA. If you're new, keep coming back. Get a sponsor. Do what you're told, even if you don't want to. It makes a difference. I just love this program. Thank you for letting me share with you tonight.